In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Joining us right now to discuss how fat everyone in Chicago is, as well as the upcoming season and the offseason for the Boston Bruins, is our good friend Bridget Prue of the Skate Pod and, of course, from Sunday Skate here on WEEI. And she joins us right now on the Christian Arcan Show. Bridget, how fat are people in Chicago, honestly?
I've never been, so I don't know. I'm just glad you didn't play the full 3 minutes of that.
No, we considered it, but we find all the good stuff happened right there. The schedule is out. Yeah. We'll talk about that in just a moment, but we haven't really talked to you since the offseason got underway and all of those moves got made over the week of the 4th of July, which I'm sure for all you Bruins people, that was a lot of work that you probably weren't planning on doing that week or didn't want to do that week. And for the Bruins, it was the type of offseason that didn't really get a lot of fans all excited and up in arms ready for this upcoming season. How would you grade out the offseason so far, free agency, the draft, sort of all of that? Where do you sort of sit with it right now?
I think I have to separate it because I think the draft is so different than free agency that you can still be hopeful about the draft because that is probably a prospect in James Higgins that you might not see till the end of the year or maybe next year. So that's kind of like a future grade. Okay. Then I would grade that really high. But if we separate from free agency, I would say that grade is a lot tougher. And it was more of a quantity over quality free agency this year, which probably isn't enough to really move the needle that much for where they finished last year.
Yeah. Depth pieces mostly. Is that fair? Is that even fair to call these guys depth pieces? I feel like there was a lot of that last season, a lot of, you know, outside of Lindholm and Zadorov, you did get a bunch of depth guys who didn't really stick around much this year. Is that sort of how you would classify this free agent class?
Yeah, pretty much everybody that they added was bottom six. So what they needed was to add a second line guy. Really, I guess they're going to kind of just run with Arvidsson in that second line role, though he probably on most teams would be a third liner. So you end up plugging with mostly bottom six guys the holes in your roster that you have, but it's not what they were looking to do. I think they would have rather found a legitimate second line guy, but they just really weren't there this free agency. So people can rightfully say that they didn't get that guy, but they really weren't available. A lot of the guys signed with their teams that they were already on. There was very little movement. Marner was the biggest name, but it was a sign and trade. So that was controlled by Toronto sending to Vegas, which is where he wanted to go. And whether you want to use it as a knock on the Bruins or not, I don't think there were any of those big free agents that wanted to come to Boston. And so they really didn't have an opportunity to send any of those big guys.
Talking about Arvidsson, because that's probably the crown jewel of this free agency class, a guy who was very productive early in his career in Nashville, was productive in that first year with L.A. too, but last year, just that one season with the Oilers, really a noticeable drop-off on that team. Would you consider that more a product of the team he was on and sort of the offensive firepower they already have, or is this a guy deep in a decline right now?
That's a thing, and you only have him for 1 year, too. So he's right. kind of your own rental this upcoming season. So he had a down season last year, but he also isn't signed with you long-term. So this isn't – probably what they were looking for was a, you know, a 25 to 28-year-old player that they could sign long-term to fill in their second line, which is not what happened. So instead they go this route with a guy who's 32 – and they're hoping can just bring a little bit more production on a second line here with the Bruins this year. So his trajectory, it's hard to say. And especially on this team where he's going to have to step up, but you look who, you know, he's going to have to be on a line with, and you're not, I wouldn't say I'm sure, this is going to be a higher producing season for him this year than last year.
Okay. And some of these other names on this list, Sean Corrali, a familiar name, making his return here. What was he, Columbus? Is that where he was in between?
Yeah, he was there for a while after he left Boston, and he that's where he's from as well. So that kind of was a homecoming for him.
All right, so he's back. Alex Steeves, Jordan Harris, Soderstrom, Tanner Jeannot, like, anybody else to get at all excited about, or are we talking about just pure depth here? Is there any of these players maybe that could be having a renaissance in Boston?
None of those people I think that you just said. I mean, like you said, Tanner Jeannot, he gets the longest contract,
right?
5 years, but he's a fourth line guy, and people in Boston will like him because he's a Bruin. He's tough. He will fight. He is that kind of player, but he's a fourth liner. So I don't think we're seeing a renaissance. I don't think we're seeing any of these guys that they brought in having a ceiling of anything higher than really a third line guy. I think the biggest moves they made this offseason were with drafting James Higgins and with re-signing Morgan Geekie.
Now, it was considered by everybody to be a good draft, a strong draft, promising draft. Higgins, obviously, people are excited about. What are some of the other picks that got made that maybe we'll be hearing their names called here in the near future, if not, you know, in a couple of years, which is not something you can really say about a lot of players picked by Don Sweeney?
Well, Higgins is the big one, and so he will probably be ready most quickly, and it, after having chatted with some people that I know at BC, I'm still pretty much 90% sure he starts out there.
Got it.
So I think he will, and I think he should start out a season at Boston College, but that doesn't mean you can't see him in the end of March or the beginning of April after finishing his sophomore season. So he's the big name, and he's who I'm most excited about. I think Bruins fans probably are, but should be most excited about. I do think he is a first overall talent that they got at number 7. So that's good. And then if you want me to talk more about the rest of this draft, Will Moore also going to Boston College this next season, round 2, pick 51, another really good player for them there. And so their prospect pool is kind of getting a little bit wider, getting a little deeper. A lot of those guys are playing at Boston College, so if you're wanting to see who they have,
right up the street,
go up the road, go to County Forum and go watch it. But Higgins makes such a huge difference that I'm pretty sure the Bruins prospect pool went from having, I don't think they had anyone in the top 50 drafted prospects, and now they have Higgins, who I think is ranked like 7th or 8th in drafted prospects for organizations. So That's a huge addition.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
We're talking with Bridget Prue from the Skate Pod and Sunday Skate here on WEEI. Bridget, how long is this retool going to take? Is this going to be a multi-year thing here, or is this something that can be done quicker than that?
Well, I that's the magic question, I think, right, Arkan? That's the magic thing that everybody wants to know. It's not going to be a one-year rebuild. I highly doubt that if you look at this roster. And you asked me to just take a guess at what the fate would be next season, I would say this is another team that might be picking top 10 in the draft again next year, just based on what the roster looks like. Yeah, I mean, look at what the roster they have now, compare it to the roster that finished fifth from last year.
Yeah, and, you know, you're right about that. But just to jump in for a second, I do see a roster that still has pretty high-end talent at all levels, including at goal. You know, like if Jeremy Swayman has a good season next year, and not, you know, not like a incredible, not like a Vezina trophy, but if he has like a good season next year compared to what he gave you last year, doesn't that really improve things like monumentally for this team?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not a pessimist. I really do think Swayman can do much better than he did last year. I think that McAvoy and Lindholm, if they are healthy for the whole season, makes a big difference. I think you have still really strong decor, but the offensive firepower that you need to be a contender isn't there, which I don't think anyone would really argue with. Swayman, I do feel like he is a huge key to where the steps could be next year, because him with Marco Sturm taking over as head coach, putting in this defensive structure, he's a defensive coach, he's going to make sure that you don't lose games because you're giving up more than you should. That's one thing. And if Swayman can lock it down defensively and in goal, you should be able to do pretty well. But you still have to have that scoring support, and that's where I wonder if they do have it. And David Pastrnak, not worried about him at all.
Right.
Morgan Geeky, not worried. But then after that is where you have to ask, where's the scoring going to come from?
Yeah, good question. Do the Bruins, are you have any sense of if the Bruins have like a plan B in the event that Jeremy Swayman is what he was last year and that's the player that they have now? Like, is there a plan B sort of in place, or the semblance of a plan here for what you do next in goal, if that's what you got there?
The semblance of a plan. Okay. I would say that if he isn't back to what a 8 million plus goalie should be before the deadline, they don't have a whole lot of time to decide whether or not to trade him, because as soon as he goes into next offseason, next free agency, he is full, no trade clause kicks in.
Oh.
So if plan B is to find a goalie outside of the organization, they would have to do it probably at the trade deadline, because otherwise you can't really trade him. He is a full no trade. So the only way to trade him would be for him to approve of it. So if he's really not who you think you want going forward, you have to decide that between now and the trade deadline in March. And if you mean people who are already in the organization, we know they have Jonas Korpisalo. If they don't trade him in the meantime, he would be the next guy to step up. And then Michael DiPietro, who is their starting goalie in Providence, right, who is, by all accounts, one of the best goalies in the AHL, could be another guy in that list, too.
Is he related to Rick DiPietro? I've probably asked you this before. Is he? Another
goalie.
I don't
think so.
No, I don't think he is either.
Another goalie. No, I don't think he is.
Not sure about that. So, in your opinion, is Swayman going to be on the team at the end of the year?
I think so. I think if you want my guess, and I'm not one of these like people who gambles or makes guess, I think he's going to have a better year this year, and I think that they won't be that desperate to move him. So I think he'll be here.
Let me just say, gambling is really fun. You should try it sometime. You'd really like it, I bet.
It's not my thing. Not my thing. But Scott gets mad at me, too. He gets so mad at me because he's like, Bridget, what's your prediction? And I'm just over here like, I don't have one. I don't want to make one. And so they get mad at me because I don't.
Yeah, you're just here with the facts. I get it. Bridget, thanks so much. Great to talk with you as always. Good info, good stuff.
All right. Thanks, Arkan.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.